Special guest here with us today is a Cookeville High School alumnus of 2013. And I should say alumna, shouldn't I? And she is a Haslam Scholar at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. She has just finished her junior year there as a global studies and sociology major. She is the chair of Sexual Empowerment and Awareness at Tennessee. That's SEAT, which puts on the Sex Week events at the University of Tennessee. She is one of the founding members of the University of Tennessee Diversity Matters Coalition, which is fighting to keep the diversity and inclusion office on campus and to make the University of Tennessee a more inclusive campus for marginalized students. And welcome to the show, Colleen Ryan.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Now, you were here a few years ago. In fact, you were just about to go to University of Tennessee under the Haslam Scholarship.
Yes.
And now you've just finished your junior year. You only have 1 year left. How's it been going? And perhaps you could throw in there what it means to be a Haslam Scholar.
Yeah, it's been a great 3 years. It's been full of exciting opportunities. I've had the chance to study abroad 4 times, so really has expanded my worldview.
Where all have you gone?
So I studied abroad in Costa Rica, actually, before my freshman year through the honors program at UT, like an honors seminar course. I spent the summer after my freshman year in London, England, and then in Gulu, Uganda, doing research. And then through the Haslam Scholars Program, spent the summer after my sophomore year at the University of Edinburgh in an independent research tutorial with some faculty there.
And how did you get to be a Haslam Scholar? What's involved there?
So it's a selection process that starts in about November of a student's senior year of high school. It involves a semifinalist interview and then a selection weekend.
And so you were one of 15 in the entire state.
Yes.
And I'll bet there were many applicants.
There were many applicants. Each year, I think we get around 1,000 applicants.
What that must mean to you to be one of 15 out of 1,000 or more, it's pretty astounding.
And Cookeville has a great representation. I was the second Haslam Scholar from Cookeville. We now have 4 Haslam Scholars who've been chosen from Cookeville High School alone.
And speaks well of the Cookeville education system, the Putnam County education system. Now, 3 years into the University of Tennessee, you have not been a good girl. No, I'm kidding about that. Doing some muckraking.
Yes. So my freshman year at UT, through some friends I met in the Haslam Scholars program, actually, I got involved in SEAT, the organization that puts on Sex Week, which a lot of Tennessee viewers might know has raised some ire out of state legislators and Fox News and many other viewpoints.
SEAT stands for Sexual Empowerment and Awareness.
At Tennessee.
At Tennessee.
Yes. And our goal is really to provide inclusive, holistic sex education, sexuality and gender education as well, to UT students who, for the most part, come from the state of Tennessee, where many of us know we don't have the best sex education. So providing students forums to discuss important things from contraception to sexual orientation, just great programming that we offer, and most of it is concentrated around Sex Week, which each year seems to get some anger out of our legislators.
Well, I can only imagine that you have, to some extent, tried to put yourself in the shoes of a good old Tennessee, down-to-earth, perhaps blue-collar person who is getting up every day and going to work and doing what they need to do to provide for their families and themselves and be good citizens. When they hear the term Sex Week, that obviously was designed to provoke, right? It's a provocative title.
It's a provocative title because we're trying to reach out to an audience that needs to be provoked. We're speaking to 30,000 college students who have, you know, hundreds of programs every semester trying to get their attention, who are taking 5 or 6 classes, that sort of thing.
And you are at a university that is, at this time, under a great deal of scrutiny because of the perception that it does not take some of these issues seriously, particularly when it comes to harassment types issues.
Right. You know, right now we have not only been added to the federal list of investigations under Title IX violations, but we're also, the university is being sued by 8 women for allegations of violating their Title IX rights around the athletics program and things like that. So, you know, there are serious allegations here. A lot of the work we do as SEAT is designed to prevent sexual assault and harassment from occurring on campus.
Now, this has to bring some level of cognitive dissonance on your part, because this is your, you're an alum. You will be, and this is your university, and I know that people become very proud of the university. So on the one hand, you're proud of going to University of Tennessee and being a Haslam scholar, but on the other hand, you know the perception that, that some of the activities that you're involved in might bring to the University of Tennessee a negative light. So how do you manage that? How do you reconcile that?
I mean, I think it's recognizing that things like sexual assault on a college campus, it's not a UT problem or a UT athletics problem. It's a problem on campuses across the
country.
It's a cultural issue.
Yes.
And so it's really, I'm very proud of the students and the faculty and staff on campus who are working to fight this on UT's campus. I'm proud of the programming that my organization does around sexual assault. We do a Red Zone Sexual Assault Prevention Week every fall semester to help give freshmen in particular, transfer students, but all UT students, the resources available to them on campus and sort of a better understanding of what rape culture means.
Colleen Ryan is our guest today. She is one of the founding members of the University of Tennessee Diversity Matters Coalition. She is the chair of the Sexual Empowerment and Awareness at Tennessee organization, and she is originally a Putnam County student. She is an alumna of Cookeville High School and was one of 15 people to be selected for the Haslam Scholarship at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville in 2013, which is an incredible honor. And you are proud of your alma mater, University of Tennessee. How proud are you of your Tennessee State Legislature, which, after months of long attacks against the University of Tennessee's Office for Diversity and Inclusion, voted to remove the funding from them for a year and put that money towards scholarships for minority engineering students? And why did they do that?
So in the newsletter, the Office for Diversity and Inclusion at UT, which is an incredible office, like a lot of university institutions, sends out monthly newsletters. And in one of those newsletters back in like September, the director of the Pride Center, which is the only LGBT resource center at a public university in the state, it's an incredible organization on campus, but the director of the Pride Center issued a notice about gender-neutral pronouns that was sort of a, hey, there are students who go to UT who may or may not use the pronouns that you would assign to them.
Right.
You might consider asking them their pronouns. And when you do, here are some gender-neutral options that might come up.
And it wasn't some official edict.
No,
it was just a suggestion.
I was astounded when I heard that this was blowing up, because I am probably one of like 7 students who actually reads those newsletters, and you know, I skimmed over it as though, oh yeah, that's
so
just
it was enough. Blown out of proportion by some legislators, and who were looking for an excuse anyway to perhaps defund you.
Right. There seems to be this misconception that Sex Week, my organization, is part of the Office of Diversity and Inclusion, which is not the case. But following the gender-neutral pronoun debacle in December, just before finals, someone dug up on the Office for Diversity and Inclusion website some, like, holiday party guidelines that had been posted for at least a year at that point, and, you know, started the whole war on Christmas rhetoric, ignoring the fact that every building on UT's campus has a Christmas tree in it or on it.
Right.
So I remember sitting in the administrative building during finals in support of the Office for Diversity and Inclusion and our Vice Chancellor, Ricky Hall, with, you know, Christmas trees in the background and all these articles in the news, war on Christmas and UT.
So the governor, Governor Haslam, who is the namesake of your scholarship at the University of Tennessee, has a bill sitting on his desk now, right, that he has to sign by this Friday or not sign.
Right.
He could veto it, or he could sign it, or he could not sign it and let it go into law without his endorsement. Give us some up-to-date on that.
Yeah, so since about January, various legislators have submitted numerous bills, I've lost track at this point, that would defund or reroute funds from the Office for Diversity and Inclusion.
So in general, your perception is that the University of Tennessee campus could go a lot further in terms of giving attention to people who are marginalized, people who might be the victims of harassment or even sexual assault, because this is happening at the same time that the UT Athletic Department is under fire for not taking seriously in certain ways some accusations and the processes through which they handle those accusations. Do you see this all as a sort of one ball of wax?
Yeah, it's very interconnected. I mean, the same sorts of forces that create unsafe spaces for women on UT's campus are creating hostile environments for LGBT students on UT's campus. And at times, the university administration is not dealing with these adequately. Like, I remember this past fall, I was the student who discovered an act of vandalism at the Pride Center. I walked in for a meeting, and somebody had thrown a rock or something through a window. There was glass all over the floor. And a couple days later, UTPD issued a statement that it must have been the tree that didn't exist next to the Pride Center that fell through the window.
You see that as a sort of a poke in the eye. They
right.
knew that that wasn't a tree.
Right.
And they're not taking you seriously.
They're not taking us seriously. And with the sexual assault allegations, I remember the especially bizarre press conference that the varsity coaches from UT Athletics gave, all 16 of them sitting up there in a row talking about how great campus climate is for athletes. But even, like, the women's basketball coach got up and started talking about how great campus climate is for student athletes, which some of the plaintiffs in this lawsuit, I believe, are athletes. But on the whole, the problem is that the campus climate is better for certain groups and not great for others.
Colleen Ryan is one of the founding members of the University of Tennessee Diversity Matters Coalition and is visiting us today, and an alumna of Cookeville High School, a Haslam scholar at the University of Tennessee. And in our last couple of minutes here now, I know that you're aware that you're not going to win any popularity contests in the state of Tennessee right now, given the conservative atmosphere of the state and of the state legislature. Why, in your own words, do you think people in general should care about these issues? Because a lot of people see this as a distraction, as, well, there are much more important things that we should be concerned about.
I think it's most important because it's important to the broader world around us. I know that there are a lot of businesses who in the past have eagerly recruited UT grads and who are, you know, frowning their faces at this overreach from the state legislature and considering whether or not UT grads have the cultural competency to do well in an increasingly globalized world. It's also the lives of students. It's not the trans student who might be held up by the state legislature as, oh, this is who we're targeting. This is the vast majority of UT students who are impacted by some form of Office for Diversity and Inclusion programming. And so it's, you know, your neighbor who goes to UT who might receive a scholarship that's administered through the Office for Diversity and Inclusion. It's a broad reach of campus, and it's important to UT students. Micromanaging the everyday goings-on of UT Knoxville is by no means the most pressing issue facing our state. I would much rather see them improving education in our public schools or working to provide health care for Tennesseans, a living wage for Tennesseans, things that should matter to all Tennesseans, while we at UT should be taking care of our university the way we know it needs it.
Well, Colleen Ryan, it's a pleasure to talk with you and visit with you again here, and I'd like to keep an open door for you. The next time you're in our area, I'd love for you to stop by and update us on the situation at the University of Tennessee regarding this issue and any others that you might be involved in as the chair of the Sexual Empowerment and Awareness at Tennessee organization, as well as the founding member of the University of Tennessee Diversity Matters Coalition, Haslam scholar, and just starting your senior year. I will look forward to talking with you again.
Thanks so much for having me, Dad. You-